Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Healing Spirit and Beyond. I am your co-hostess, Roxy Zwicker, and I'm so glad that you've chosen to join us this evening. Tonight, we'll be helping to get you back on track to have an amazing 2016. If you are looking to leave behind the past, get a fresh start with some suggestions and insight, then this is the show for you. We've put together a lot of simple things that you can do to get yourself clear and free of anything that might be making you feel stuck. That is something that I have really been running into an awful lot as of late in doing my readings. So when we were planning some of our new shows for 2016, one of the ideas that we had was to come up with a show where we could simply talk about some of the things that we've done to get ourselves unstuck that are really, really simple and things that can help us propel us into more of where we feel we want to be. You know, we talk a lot about the power of manifestation and making things happen. And hopefully by the end of tonight's show, you will be able to get yourself on the road to manifestation and making those really important changes. You know, it's the time of year when we start every January, you hear people talking about making their New Year's resolutions. You know, I'm going to try and change this about myself. And usually by, you know, the second or third week, those resolutions have fallen away and they're back to those old patterns of behavior. But we'll see what we can do to get you off to a great start this new year. So speaking of a great start, I'm going to bring online my co-hostess for Healing Spirit and Beyond, and that is the lovely Carrie Cox. So let me see if I can pop her onto the line with you. And, of course, if you wanted to talk to us tonight, you can feel free to call into the show at 347-308-8440. If there's something in your life that is causing you to be stuck or you're just looking for a new beginning, give us a call and let us know what you're working on. I might even be tempted to pull a card or two to help you get realigned with starting with a great new year. So again, if you want to call into the show, our guest call-in number is 347-308-8440, or you can feel free just to jump into the chat room with us and pop in your questions there, and either Carrie or myself or both of us will address the questions that you have about starting, a new plan or regimen for the new year. You know, this is the perfect time to do that. So let me see if the magic of the internet and Blog Talk is working for us. I haven't been able to get Carrie online just yet, so I know she's in the caller queue, so hopefully we can get her on there. It's always interesting working with technology, but I am really excited that Mercury has finally gone direct and we are no longer dealing with Mercury retrograde issues, which was really driving so many people I was talking to crazy about feeling that everything was just kind of moving backwards. But hopefully you had an opportunity to listen to last week's show so you can get some, ideas always in place with what's going on in the universe by listening to our show. So once again, I am just trying to click Carrie onto the line here. And, it's always interesting what's happening with Blog Talk Radio behind the scenes, all the technology that makes these shows happen. I know she's there and trying to get to her, so let me see if maybe there is one other little avenue that I can try and bring her online with here. So sorry for keeping you holding on the line there, but we'll see what we can do to bring her on. So if you are interested in reconnecting to yourself, think about what's really brought you up to this point. You know, what's happened over the last year that's made you feel so stuck? You know, what was there something in particular that happened in your life that kind of pushed you back from where you wanted to be? Or perhaps you did have some endings in 2015 that you're ready to jump forward and try to make something new start. But a lot of people often have a hard time trying to figure out where to begin. You know, where do you make that start? And, you know, what can you do to get things going? So, you know, use last year as a gauge to figure out, you know, what it is that you've learned. We're always talking about learning lessons and trying to get a handle on what's going on in our lives as far as what we're going through. So keep in mind, you know, kind of how you're feeling about last year and what you've decided that you might want to leave behind. And let that be, like I said, a gauge for where you want to go this year. Maybe it has to do with career. Maybe you're saying to yourself, oh, I just can't do this job anymore. I'm so done with it. Or maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's trying to find a new place to live. You know, oftentimes shift energy where we are, where we're living, has a lot to do with making those fresh starts. So that might be an idea for you as well. But yeah, give yourself an opportunity to review, where you are. And perhaps that will give you some of a starting point. So I'm just going to take a brief moment and check something here on Blog Talk, which is really making me a little bit crazy right about now, trying to get Carrie on the line. Carrie, are you there? Can you hear me? I can.
Okay. I don't know. It's so weird because on my end, like, everything is showing up. When you're like, I'm trying to get her on the air, I'm like, oh, no, it's showing on my half.
It was so funny because it was just like spinning on my end and it just didn't click over. So sorry about that. I'm not having a strong connection as I had hoped here, but I've got you on now and I'm not letting you go.
At first I'm like, oh my gosh, did I log off on something?
No, it's I don't know if it's my internet connection or just the responsiveness time from Blog Talk Radio, but I think I managed to keep things flowing there with all the insanity. So now I'm gonna toss the baton over to you. So talk to us a little bit about what your intentions are for tonight's show.
When we were talking about doing this show, I was going through a lot of personal change, and I'm still going through that. So I feel that everybody need just that little bit of push and understanding on how to reconnect with themselves, because I know for at least me, there are times that I get so disconnected just from everyday life and, you know, everything that goes on, you know, whether it's work or relationships or, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. But when you become disconnected, at least for me, I feel like I'm two people and I have, you know, I'm standing beside myself. And I feel like it's so out of balance and everything just seems, you know, all over the place. And that for me makes everything go off track. My sleeping schedule, eating habits, you know, it affects daily life for me, at least, a lot. So when we were talking about doing the show, I was like, it's perfect. You know, the new year, everybody, you know, was making all these new plans on how to better themselves for the new year. I never set a resolution. I, you know, I always keep in mind that I always want to make myself a better person, and I want to make everybody around me as happy as possible for their well-being. And so, you know, I have, like, little things that I do for myself, and I just feel like, you know, maybe I can reach out and they'll help other people as well. So, and obviously, you know, we're going to talk about those different things throughout the show tonight, but I just feel like after the holidays, everybody's so rushed, and now everybody just wants to kind of sit back and take a breather, you know, and there's been a lot of negative things going on around us, you know, in everybody's state, there's something going on, and just the whole universe, there just seems like there's so much negative, and that affects people just as much as something personal. So if we can try to disconnect ourselves and to become one again, and to, like, kind of, like, on a hot summer day when you're, like, taking that nice cold drink of water, you know, you're like, replenishing yourself. So hopefully we can help you guys out with that tonight and let you know our little tricks and secrets. And hopefully you can find something that is going to help for you, or take little bits and pieces of different things that we have and just go with it and see what works for you. You're never going to know what's going to work for you until you try it. Pretty much, you know, step out of your comfort zone and see what works.
You would be really surprised at what you can accomplish when you're outside of your comfort zone, too. It's one of the things that we talk a lot about in our women's circle, is being outside of your comfort zone and having the courage to do that. And that's where the greatest of change sits, is outside of that comfort zone. When you break the usual or break that routine, you can be really surprised by what you can accomplish, how you can feel and look at things differently if you break out of that mold or that cage that you've built for yourself and try something different. But like I said, it's, you know, identifying a lot of where you are right now. That's the first starting point. You know, I was talking about that a few minutes ago in assessing, you know, what's coming to an end for you. What does constitute a fresh beginning? Look at those things in your life and coming to a point where, you know what, I don't like that anymore. I don't like that about myself. I don't like that about my environment. See what it is that, you know, you can really start to make that change. And it's not difficult. I think that's often one of the things that people get very concerned about, is that change can be so overwhelming. It can be very fearful. But you know what? There are times in your life where you need to do these things for yourself. You have to do it for you, because if you don't take that step forward, then who is going to do that for you? You know, if you want to live, you know, live a more fulfilled life, really the person responsible is you. You know, we often look to our jobs as, you know, being the decision maker in our happiness or our relationships. But really it comes down to how much you're willing to take and what you're willing to change. And once you've made peace with that, you know what, nothing's going to change unless I do. My feeling about myself or my environment is going to change unless I change it. Then you're going to remain stuck where you are. So, like I said, we're going to go through some ideas, some action steps for you tonight. But honestly, you know, you're listening to Carrie and I. We can't make you do any of these things. We can tell you all we want about what we've done and what you can do,
But when the show is over, it's up to you to take the golden nuggets of wisdom that we've shared with you and go and do it. So be prepared for some great change. And just in little tiny ways, it's going to really make you feel good. So let's begin with, you know, self-care is probably one of the most important things that we can do for ourselves. And I guess going back to identifying those things in our lives that don't feel good or do feel good. You know, think about when your energy levels are clicking, whether you have energy to go and do stuff and to make things happen, or do you notice that you're feeling really deprived? So maybe you want to sit down and make yourself a little energy chart. You know, when do you feel that you don't have the most energy that you really could use? So is it, you know, is it from sleeping? You're sleeping all kinds of hours, but you're finding you get up and you don't really have the energy to tackle the day. Maybe it's finding that time for yourself. Again, maybe it's your relationships or your partnerships. Maybe you suffer from anxiety. Are you worried about stuff all the time? You know, are you feeling a little bit out of touch? Do you need to get back in touch with people? So take a look at your energy and where that's flowing and what's missing. You know, maybe you need to identify those sources where you're feeling, you know, a little bit maybe underappreciated or feeling a little bit deprived, and take a look at some of the things you might be saying. So maybe if you're saying, well, geez, you know, I never have the time to do what I really would like to do. I hear that from people all the time when I'm giving them readings. Do you know what that really means? It means that I'm not taking time for my own needs. You have the ability, even if it's just for 5 minutes during the day, to get something in that's going to help yourself. If you're the type of person that says, oh, you know, I always end up doing everything myself, and I will be honest with you, I'm totally guilty of saying that all the time, then what you're really telling yourself is, I don't ask for help. It's okay to ask for help. It doesn't mean that, you know, you're a failure. It doesn't mean that you're being selfish. It's okay to ask for help or have a friend over to maybe sort through some stuff. I know I've talked to Carrie a million times about having her over and sorting through all my craft supplies, which are taking over, you know, one whole section of my house. You know, I go in there, I feel really overwhelmed, and I'm like, oh, you know, I don't have time for this. It's easy for me just to walk away and say, you know what, I'm going to go do something else. But honestly, that room isn't going to get any more organized just sitting there and having me complain. So by asking for help, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it, and that's going to go back to your support system and your community. Or maybe you're telling yourself, nobody appreciates what I do. Again, another comment that I hear when I give people readings. Think about how much of a workload you're taking on. You know, think about, you know, what do you really mean when you say that? Do you think that you need someone to show you their appreciation for you to feel that nobody appreciates you? You know, how do you measure that appreciation? Or, you know, maybe if you've got a family, you know, and trying to divide your time between your children and your needs, you know, think about the choices that you're making that might make you feel a little bit more deprived. You know, ask yourself some of those questions. You know, what do I need more of right now? Or what do I need less of right now? You know, what am I really missing in my life? Why am I feeling resentful? You know, check out those areas of your life where you're feeling a little bit deprived. Again, notice those energy shifts and those things that you're telling yourself, and how can you turn that around? Maybe, you know, maybe you need to get better sleep. Maybe you need to be in a much more quiet environment. Maybe there's some music that you can play for yourself as you're sleeping. Maybe there's an opportunity for you to develop a creative outlet. I know Carrie was telling me that she was having so much fun doing these little stickers on her calendar, which, by the way, I really need to see you because I have, like, all these really cool things for your calendar. I haven't seen you terribly recently. But something as simple as that, putting together your calendar and making it fun and creative, makes it less of a chore.
You know, those little things can really make a difference. Having those, you know, those really good friendships. I was doing a reading last night for a woman, and we were talking about her past lives and what's going on with her right now. And one of the things she's really trying to do is cultivate new friendships to make her feel more whole and connected as opposed to disconnected. So there's just a few little points to start with, but I'm going to toss it over to you, Carrie. Like I said, I love how you do the calendar. I think that's so creative and such an outlet, you know?
Yeah, well, you started talking about finding new activities to do. And I don't know what it is. It's just doing these, and some people may find it really silly and, you know, it to each his own. And for me, it's extremely relaxing. I started, you know, doing painting, you know, when I was down for surgery. I couldn't do anything. So I was like, you know, I'm gonna start doing painting. And it's really relaxing and just getting your zone. And nobody, you know, you're your own worst critic. So, I mean, if someone's like, well, that's not like a Picasso, well, of course it's not, because everybody is different. And that's the same with doing the calendars. And, you know, I have this big planner, and every week I go through and, you know, put these stickers on and all these little things. And I noticed how big they've gotten, and people selling on Etsy and stuff like that. And I was just looking for something a little bit more out of, you know, my photography and, you know, different things that I do on a normal basis. So I really started looking into the whole sticker thing, as much as I like it. And, you know, I've seen all these other people that really like it and look for, you know, different creative stickers. So I found myself starting to create stickers and putting together all of my own stickers and designs. And it's just so relaxing. You get in your own zone. You get, your mind just absolutely goes free. And you can just kind of relax. And, you know, there's no judgment. There's no, you know, bickering if you're, you know, going back and forth with somebody. It's just you and that activity that you have going. And it's just, it's absolutely relaxing. And sometimes, you know, when I find that I can't sleep, I will, you know, get that planner out and, you know, just start going through and looking at different designs and what I can do for the following week or month. It's just absolutely relaxing. And it's just the little things like that that people can find to be able to sit down and have you time. And like Roxy was saying, you know, that 5 minutes that people aren't taking is really critical to take. And so take that me time and find something that you love doing. And, you know, maybe you're going to fall into something that you didn't even know that you like doing, and it's going to become, you know, a really big thing for you. But definitely, you know, just find something that makes you happy. And as long as it makes you happy, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks of it. You know, I have a friend that does nails, and that's her outlet. She just loves painting nails and, you know, doing it, and now she does it as a job. So go with it. You know, if that's what makes you happy, go with it. You know, there's another one that sells makeup, and she loves doing makeup. It, you know, everybody has a different point of what makes them happy, and we all need to find that and not let anybody step all over it. You know, there's other people that like to do research that makes them happy because they fall into a zone that nobody else is around. It's just them and, you know, what they're researching. You know, for my husband, it's sports. He absolutely loves sports. So, you know, right now it's skiing. So when he can get out to go skiing, he gets out and goes. It just frees him from everyday worries. You know, along with, like, his fishing. He goes to the ocean, and he doesn't care if he catches anything or not. It's the fact that he's at the ocean sitting there and just relaxing and letting everything go and reconnecting with himself. But there's so much. It's really, really endless. There's no end to the list of things that you can do to reconnect with yourself.
And you can really get immersed in some of this stuff. You can, you know, you can be a casual calendar stickerer, or you can get really into it, like Carrie said, and create your own stickers. You can you know, watch sports, or you can really get into that. There's varying degrees in which you can immerse yourself. And if it takes maybe getting a little bit deeper into something to get yourself more focused and less distracted, then definitely go for it. You know, don't go for a 10-minute walk if you can go for a half-hour walk, just to get you a little bit more into the moment. And a lot of the things that Carrie just suggested, and some of the ones that I was suggesting earlier, is all about being in the moment. And that's really all we have right now, is to be in the moment. We're not guaranteed how many more hours or how many more days, months, weeks, or years. So you don't want to saddle yourself down and say, well, I'm so stuck, I can't move forward, when you really should be living in the moment for what it is right now. And to me, I know a lot of people are really getting into the coloring book phase right now. Pretty much every single time I log into Facebook, there's people in there talking about how they've just discovered it or this new book that's coming out. And, you know, for some people, they're like, oh, you know, well, I gave up coloring when I was 10 years old. But for some people, it's a really good outlet, and it's fairly inexpensive. Mm-hmm. So find those things that are simple and that are an outlet. I know last year I bought a few coloring books, and, of course, as soon as I posted them on Facebook, all of a sudden people are like, oh, what are those? As you know, Carrie.
Yeah.
And I know, enabler alert. But it's cool. You know, you don't have to, you know, do it, oh, it has to be absolutely perfect. Just do it to do it. It's an outlet. It should be fun. Do those things that are fun. So I think, you know, those are a few ideas. And take a look, you know, at what's in your environment. Maybe there's some of the stuff you've bought that you just haven't picked up yet. Maybe somebody gave you a coloring book for the holidays or a calendar for the holidays. Think about how you can use that as a platform and really make it into, you know, something that's going to get you out of that rut and move you forward and be soul nourishing, because that's what we need. We need things to nourish our soul, so we're not feeling that we're standing on the sidelines and being stuck. It's so important to be engaged, because that's what you want to live life is, you know, live life to be engaged and to enjoy. I always tell people too, when we're sitting and doing readings, and you're going to hear me reference a lot of readings in tonight's phone call, because for the past 4 days, I have been doing marathon readings for people. I have probably done about 65 readings in the past 4 days, so I'm always going back to the readings as a reference, because there's so much that I'm hearing from people. You know, people feeling guilty about taking time for themselves, or disappointing others, or, you know, not knowing the right way to be spiritual. We had a big conversation last night about, you know, having time for spirituality and how important that is to feel connected, and, you know, being afraid that you might be doing the wrong thing or what it means. You know, there's so many things that can bog us down and make us stop what we're doing. If you just, you know, pay attention to what it is, it's probably not as debilitating as you might think it is. It could just be your perception. So those are a few little tips there. And let's see, did you want to jump in with a few more, and then we'll bounce back to me again?
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing is, and I know Roxy's a big, big fan of this, and it's meditating. Even though I have the hardest time of getting into that state, it's all about trying to relax your mind and your body. And like I said on the previous show, you know, the first time I ever felt myself actually let go and get into a complete state of meditation was an event that we did, that Roxy did after Halloween. And it was so relaxing. So now I try to concentrate on doing that and trying to get back in that state of mind. But it's going to help. And the one thing that I try to look at when I meditate is picturing myself. And in the center of me, I look at a line. And then I have all these crystals that I'm picturing that I want to get centered in this line. So I just keep focusing on each part of that until I get all of my crystals lined up nice and neat. And for me, I mean, everybody is different, but for me, that has been working for me, and that's what worked for me. So I'm going to keep on doing that. And the other thing is, you know, when you're meditating, go somewhere where you're disconnected. You know, you don't have a TV on and you don't have bright lights on. I know for me, bright white lights really bother me, and it doesn't help me at all get into that frame of mind that I need to be in. So I go into my office where it's just so cozy and nice, good carpeting where I can sit down and be relaxed. And I just kind of let it all go. And, you know, before I know it, 20 minutes and a half hour has passed by, and I don't feel the way I did when I first walked in. So I highly recommend trying to meditate. There's no wrong or right reason, way of doing it. And for the longest time, I always thought, I'm like, well, I'm doing it wrong because it's not working for me. And then I realized, I'm like, well, really, it's going to work however it works for you. There's no right or wrong way. And the other thing that we always talk about is, you know, the journal, is writing. And I know for Roxy as well, writing just kind of lets you put it all on paper without even realizing that you're putting it all on paper. And you can always go back to it, but writing just kind of like lets you free your mind. And it's letting all that frustration out without verbally letting it out and hurting others. Because obviously nobody wants to hurt each other. So if it's really hurtful things and you just need to let it out, I strongly suggest, you know, letting it out on paper before you let it out verbally. And like Roxy said, music is always an outlet for me. It can be anywhere from classical to, you know, my grandmother's favorite, which is Elvis, to, you know, today's music. And it's all whatever is, you know, in that mood for it, and, you know, just kind of go with it. And the other big thing that I've been working on is exercise. I've been putting exercise into my daily life. My sister and I have started a routine together, and I just, at first I'm like, this is going to be really hard. I was almost, you know, kind of talking myself out of it, and I'm like, no, it needs to be done. It's going to be better for yourself. And it was just so relaxing. You don't think of anything except for what you're concentrating on at that point in time. You know, whether it's walking on that treadmill or lifting those weights, that's all you're thinking about is right then and there, in the now. So I strongly suggest doing that. And Roxy mentioned earlier about taking that walk, and if you took a 10-minute walk, you know, take that 20-minute walk. And become, you know, getting outside is a big thing too. And I know Roxy, like 90% of the year, she spends outside, you know, with all her walks. So she's definitely one to let you know that becoming one with nature and being outside and enjoying all that and, you know, getting that fresh air is a really big deal. And a lot of people, you know, don't make time to do that. And, you know, that's what it really comes down to, is actually making that time. Because we all have time, and we just need to make it. So I strongly suggest, you know, picking up that walk outside if you can't get in. You know, if going to the gym isn't something that's for you, you know, there's plenty of things to do outside. But definitely, you know, try to focus on things that are going to make you healthier and better, because it's going to mentally help you as well.
And I think you touched on a lot of really good points there. A few of them I would definitely like to expand on as well, is having that safe, cozy space. That's something else that comes up a lot, because you need to have a space where you can go and be recharged and reconnect with your own personal power, a place where you feel comfortable, a place where you gather those things around you that tell a story, that give you all these great memories, that connect you to a time where perhaps you maybe were more outgoing or striving to do things that you feel that you've gotten away from. We talk a lot about creating altars in your sacred space, hanging up pictures that have an important memory,
using scarves, you know, for table covers. Maybe there's a scarf that you don't wear anymore, but it has all these great memories. So maybe you can just put that out, and you're bringing the energy of that experience and of that memory into your sacred space. Maybe you don't have a lot of room for a sacred space. I always tell people then, like Carrie was just saying, then go outside, although it's very difficult for us to do that a lot now in New England because it is very cold, although today was quite beautiful. But finding those places in nature that you can have that sacred space. I know at our local library in Portsmouth, they have little study rooms that you can go in, and maybe that's a place where you can just bring your headphones, work on something outside of the space that you're in if you don't have an area where you can do that. But find those little places that you can sit and connect with, because a change of space can really make a difference in your motivation and in your outlook, especially this hibernating time of year where everybody finds it really easy to stay indoors and not connect with everybody. That really, it's great, but after a while, you tend to close in and your thoughts can always get the best of you, and it's not always the best thing long term. So find those ways that you can be in that sacred and safe space. I know in most of the rooms in my house, I have a little altar set up for one particular thing or another, one particular theme. I have a fairy altar. I have a goddess altar. I have all these different altars of sacred things. And sometimes I just find myself in the ritual of taking down and rebuilding that altar, taking everything off, dusting it all off, cleaning it all up, and resetting it. That is just such a simple ritual for me that makes me feel much more connected, because I'm handling the crystals, I'm handling the objects, I'm, you know, going back again to the energy and the memory of those particular objects, just moving those things around. Or maybe there's a few pieces that I want to add and a few pieces that I want to take away. But move that energy, change things up, you know, especially if you're working within your space. You can really find that just the littlest of things make a difference. And I know you probably heard me say at the beginning of the show, but honestly, you know, looking at a freshly set altar, that makes me feel really good. I can feel the energy from it. I can get that little reset sometimes that I need. And I even can tell you that I've been resetting the altar, and in the middle of it, all of a sudden, I will find something that I have been looking for ages that I've been meaning to take out and put on the altar. It happens all the time. And to me, that's the universe saying, hey, yeah, it's definitely time to mix things up. And, you know, you bought this thing for a reason, so why not put it out? It's important, you know. Things, like I said, they hold energy, they hold memory, and those are a lot of triggers for us in our lives. So think about, you know, what you can do to keep the space, if you can, clutter-free. You know, so it is that little sacred space, so it doesn't feel like you're sitting in the middle of a pile of junk. Think about maybe there's some things in your space that you can let go of. Like I said, talk about, you know, those things that are important to you. You know, maybe it's just the light that comes into the room, you know, from the window. Our house faces northeast, so we get a lot of beautiful light throughout the day that really makes me want to be like a cat and curl up in the sunbeam. It just feels so good and so nourishing. So maybe that might be an idea for you, just the light that comes into the room. How does it make you feel? You know, give those little thoughts, you know, to one of the spaces that you have in the house, or maybe it's in your work or a place that you might have in your yard, and that shift will make the difference. And perhaps you can just start by clearing it out, maybe recycling some things, throwing some things away, giving some things to friends or family. But get it started, and, you know, start it soon if you're looking to create that shift. And you can, you know, certainly feel free to look to, you know, Pinterest and magazines for inspiration, but go with what feels good to you. You know, what is spirit telling you? What makes you feel good about the space? And, you know, get something going for yourself. So I think sacred space is really important to have, a space that's all your own, your own little energy center, like I call call it, you know, your own power center. So I'm going to toss it back over to you now, Carrie.
The other thing that I think a lot of people need to do that don't really realize what they need to do, I actually did, and I just was stepping out of my comfort zone as we were just talking, but I did a group reading for 12 women over the past weekend, and it was definitely a learning curve for myself. You know, the only other time that I've done it in a group setting has been with Roxy, so this was absolutely solo. My husband wasn't there. You know, it was just going in and helping out this group of women. So when I stepped out of that comfort zone, I realized and learned that I can do this. I already know how to do this, and I'm okay. You know, there's no judging. There's no negative that's going to be around it. So make sure you do that, because you learn. You are going to learn so much about yourself, and that's going to help you to get reconnected with yourself as well. So during that time, there was one that really popped out of, she was looking for forgiveness, but she was looking for forgiveness from other people. She needed forgiveness for herself. She needed to forgive things that, you know, were all revolving around her, but herself had to, you know, release that forgiveness. So I really think a lot of us, in things that we have done or don't do, we have regret, and we kind of let that build up, and we get angry with ourselves that, you know, it happened. And I think if we release that negative energy and tell ourselves, you know, I forgive myself. I'm not mad about this, and there's no reason to be mad about this. I can make, you know, this situation better, and I can do better because I'm going to learn from this. And to really honestly, you know, feel that way and put that intention out there, and, you know, also call in your spirit guides and ask them to help you work on that forgiveness. They are definitely there to do that. So after, you know, talking about this and putting it in really plain text for her of what needed to be done, you could see just much lift up off of her. On, you know, she knew it was okay, and she knew that she could move forward because she could forgive herself. But the whole time that, you know, she was thinking that forgiveness needed to happen, she was looking for it from other people. Unfortunately, it doesn't always work that way. We can't make people, you know, give us that forgiveness, or, you know, tell us that we're doing a great job, or, you know, you look pretty today. We have to depend on ourselves to give ourselves that uplift and that okay, and really build our self-confidence up by doing that. So I really think that forgiveness in oneself is a big, big thing, especially with, you know, if it's family things that have happened. And, you know, I personally went through that in 2015, and it rolled into 2016. And, you know, just over this past week, I have let go so much because I let that forgiveness come in, and I let it just kind of take over. And I'm like, okay, this situation's out of my hands. It has nothing to do with me anymore. I'm okay with it. So once we do that, you're just going to feel like there's so much weight just lifted off of you, and you're going to feel that you're ready for that next step on reconnecting with yourself. So definitely keep that in mind and sit down and, you know, either verbally talk yourself through it or write it down, or, you know, if you have that really close family member or friend, or even if it's a spouse, that you just want to be like, hey, listen, I need you just to be here. I don't want you to talk. I don't want you to answer me back. I just want you to be here while, you know, I do this. You know, that also works. So try to get centered and, you know, give that forgiveness. You know, you're in that situation of needing that, because it's going to be so, so extremely cleansing. And it feels great. It feels really, really good not to have that stress on you of thinking that you did something and you need to fix it, you know, and it's just sometimes you just can't fix things, and that's just how it's going to be. The other big thing, and I know we talked last week about this, and, you know, it's still a really big thing, is technology. When you're in this area of trying to reconnect with yourself, disconnect from that technology. You know, whether it's coming home and, you know, shutting the cell phone off for even 5 minutes. And, you know, like we said about the Facebook and Instagram and whatever it is that you may be on, disconnect from all of it. Don't start your laptop up. Don't, you know, whatever it may be, don't start any of it up. Maybe just come in and go right into, you know, your meditation area and just let all the technology stay away from you for at least 5-10 minutes. That's, I mean, honestly, if you do that for every day, 5-10 minutes of not touching that phone, and I'm not talking about, like, when you're sleeping, you know, because that really doesn't count. So, you know, when you come home or before you're, you know, going off to do the day things, disconnect from everything. And, you know, everything's going to be there when you get back on your phone or get back on your laptop. Everything is still going to be there. You know, it still goes, even if you're not on it right at that point in time. So reconnect with forgiveness and disconnect from technology at the same time. And you're really going to feel, there's going to be a big shift, and you're going to feel a lot of change, but it's all going to be good change, and we all need to accept change. And I know a lot of people don't like change, and, you know, a lot of you talked about this, but change, it is extremely scary, and some people just try to avoid it and all, but change can be an extremely gift. You know, it can be a gift from, you know, your grandmother that passed, or it doesn't matter where it's coming from. Change can be a gift. It all depends on how you embrace it. So as long as you embrace it with an open mind and an open heart, I think it can be, you know, something that you're really needing. So keep that in mind, that change is a good thing. Let go of anything that you, you know, couldn't before because you were waiting for someone else to say it was okay to let go, and put down the technology for a while, because I think when you get those three going, it's going to just collide and you're going to feel like a new person.
Well, I certainly like to agree with all of those points, and I think I'm going to add a little bit more in regards to technology, because we are totally in the day and age of, you know, everybody's connected all the time, and we have to be more careful now than, you know, than ever before, because everything's right there at our fingertips, and, you know, we do have a sensitivity to that, you know, between cell phones and text messaging and email and all the different ways that people get to us. There's always energy that's coming towards us, and, you know, it's only going to get more and more as technology gets easier to use and there's more options. It's really going to encroach on our personal space and personal time. But honestly, like, here and again, you're the person that's in charge. It's up to you to manage that technology in a way that you're just responding to it at a good time rather than just reacting to all of the bells going off. You know, I think when I first got my iPhone, as soon as I heard a bell on it, like, I dropped everything and see what was going on, and it took all of my attention, and, you know, your brain is focused on, oh, my God, here's something I have to do, and all of a sudden you're totally engaged, you're totally on alert, and you can't relax, you've totally been interrupted from what you were doing, and it's really, really easy to happen. So consider, you know, are there some calls that can go to voicemail? I think I've gotten a lot better about that. You know, within reason, as long as it's not affecting your business or your family, but is it something that you really can get right now? You know, getting back to them really at your convenience. I think not every single call needs to be responded to every single time. So I think once you start planning, you know, your emails and phone calls and text messages, it will be a lot easier, because then you're setting it up in blocks of time to get back to you. And people will start to realize, you know, how available you are. Sometimes there are some people that just insist on constantly texting you or constantly calling you. And maybe they'll start to notice that if you're not getting back to them right away, maybe it's, you know, it's not as an important
issue at the moment, and it can wait. But again, you know, use your best discretion there, because it can be a little tricky if, you know, if you have a lot of business or, again, family calls or, you know, things like that coming in. And, of course, you know, as it relates to your job, oftentimes they do require a quick turnaround. But, you know, again, use your discretion. Don't try and scramble to everybody. And our free time is so important. You know, we see so many people in restaurants and, you know, they're sitting there and they're both looking at their phone. Nobody's looking at each other. And it's like almost every single table. It's like, so why did you even bother going out together if you're just going to sit there and both look at your phone? You know, you're putting a distance between you, even though you're both sitting up, you know, at the same table. It's interesting to sit there and look at that. I've gotten to the point where I'll stop taking technology with me, you know, unless I'm you know, on a work shift, so to speak, then I'm not taking my phone or my iPad with me. I'm leaving it in the car, so that way I'm not tempted. And I find that really works very well for me, because I'm not tuned to the sound of my electronics. And, you know, it will wait for me when I get back out there. So, you know, just something to think about as it relates to technology. It's definitely a struggle, and I think I probably see it more, you know, with my daughter, and we see it, you know, with the millennials, as they call them. They are, you know, they are the plugged-in generation. You know, I go back to the time when the phone was attached to the wall and you couldn't take it with you and, you know, all these things. And, you know, it definitely has its great point. I mean, technology is so important to my business. But I will tell you, there are days where I long for, you know what, the wall phone that stays there. It's funny to say that, and, you know, I'm probably starting to date myself with those thoughts, but it was kind of cool, you know, and you could only walk so far with the phone. You couldn't, you know, go out and do your dishes and do the laundry carrying your phone. The phone had to stay where it was. So, yeah, I grew up in the 70s. I know. But honestly, think about ways you can turn down the noise in your environment. Especially, you know, if you're on technology all the time, limit whatever disturbing news comes through. I've decided to really not even watch the news that much. I really take it in small bites. And, of course, that's one of the biggest things that comes through to us in our technology. There's an alert for one thing or another, whether it's an, you know, a weather alert or this, that, or the other thing. There's always stuff that's coming through. So, you know, respond, you know, more to your needs and the needs of others when it comes to technology. Really take that into consideration. So that's kind of my little rant on technology as I sit here with both my laptop and my iPad open all at the same time. Hopefully those tips will give you, you know, some ideas as to what it is that might help improve your situation right now. So the phone line is open if you wanted to call in with your questions. I'm just going to throw it out there just one more time. Our phone number is 347-308-8440. If you wanted to call in, you had some questions about reconnecting with yourself and aligning to a great 2016, which is just really here. You know, we're a month into the new year. It's not too late to start making changes. You don't have to do them all on January 1st. Like, you know, just check out where you are right now and how the year's starting to roll forward for yourself, and, you know, get yourself organized and, you know, hop on to that path of having a, you know, an awesome year. You know, every experience that you have, you know, make it awesome. Do it with the intent that it is going to be amazing, going to exceed your expectations. And when it hits right on, you're going to feel really, really good about things, you know. And there'll be times when things are amiss and not always on target. But the point is that you're trying, you're striving for that change. You're moving outside that comfort zone. You're leaving your phone in your car. You're coloring in that coloring book. You know, you're really starting to mix things up. And I think that's one thing, you know, definitely one lesson that I've learned in the past 10 years is to always mix things up. You know, I am not really big on routine, which is interesting because my husband's really big on routine. Like, you know, having everything, you know, in order, and I'm all about the unexpected. You never know sometimes where I'm going to go with things, because I really like to shift that energy and have new experiences, because I'm always looking for new things to learn and new things to do, because we only have so many days here. So I'm going to toss it back over to you to see where you want to go next with this.
The other thing that, and I know not everybody is able to do this, but if you are able to do this, get in the car and take a ride. I know, you know, my husband and I are big fans of this, Roxy and her husband as well. And we never have, like, a plan on where we're going. I think it was about 3 weeks ago, my husband and I got in the car and we started in New Hampshire. We went from New Hampshire to Vermont, from Vermont into Mass, back into Vermont, back into New Hampshire in one day. So, I mean, we just, you know, left in the morning and it was just so nice. We do this where we do no highways. We just do back road driving. It's him and I, and 90% of the time there's no cell service, so, you know, nobody's on their phone, and we just, you never know what you're going to find. You know, we find nice old 1800, 1700 farmhouses, and we're always stopping and taking pictures, and, you know, whatever it may be, that we're always just, like, we're more focused on what we can find out on these side roads that we're taking and spending that one-on-one time together and just reconnecting, not with just ourselves, but with each other. And, you know, that can be a big part in reconnecting with yourself as well, is, you know, getting that connection back with your spouse, and that's going to help you realign as well. You know, I know there's times, you know, when I was sick, you know, my husband and I were, you know, 90% of the time I was in bed, and, you know, he'd be downstairs. So we didn't really see each other because I was sleeping and stuff like that. So when I was able to get up out of bed, you just feel so disconnected because you haven't had those conversations and you didn't see them all that much. So being able to just get in that car and, you know, you don't have to take a big extravagant ride. You can, you know, go to the next town and explore what the next town has to offer, you know, whatever it may be. Pack a cooler and do like a lunch or something. We're big fans of that. And you never know where you're going to end up and you never know what you're going to find. I know Roxy's the same way. You know, you find little gems that you never knew existed when you do this. And it's just, I feel so reconnected and energized, and I feel so good. You know, I'm out of the house, and, you know, my mind's not traveling on, you know, things that it doesn't need to be, and it's not dwelling on things. So, you know, getting out and taking that ride is really, it's for me, it's really healthy, and it's, you know, it's a fun thing that we like to do together, and, you know, it connects us, and so that's one of the things that we like to do, is just take that ride. Also, you know, along with that is random acts of kindness. You know, my sister, when she turned 15, obviously a while ago, because now she's 20, so she turned around, and for her 15th birthday, she wanted to do 15 random acts of kindness for people. And it just kind of surprised me because, you know, like Roxy was saying, it's the plug-in generation. And I never expected to hear, you know, that's what she wanted for her 15th birthday. You know, and the things that, it was just so simple, and it was bringing flowers to the maternity ward or putting a baggie of change up on the vending machine at the hospital or, you know, paying someone's parking toll. And it's just these simple little things that are so simple for us, but it's probably going to mean the world to somebody else. I can remember being in line at the coffee shop, and the person in front of me paid for my coffee, and I was just so blown away that, you know, that he did that. And I'm like, wow, you know, that was extremely kind of him. So, you know, pay it forward, and I pay for the next person, and I really hope that maybe they pass that on, of paying for the person behind them. So random acts of kindness go a long way, and it doesn't have to be big and extravagant. You know, like I said, you know, that you know, 25 cents or that 50 cents in that parking meter, or, you know, whatever it may be, it's just so simple for us to do, but it makes us feel so good about ourselves. And, you know, you feel on top of the world because you just helped somebody out, and you're not looking for, you know, an award from them or an award from somebody else. You're rewarding yourself by doing it because you know you did good. So, you know, you're rewarding yourself. You're on top of the world. You feel great by helping other people. And I know some people are like, well, you know, I need the help. Honestly, put it forward. Help out somebody else because it's going to come back to you. It really will come back to you. And I know Roxy's the same way, and we talk about it all the time about, you know, if we could go back to the whole, like, bartering system. I know, like, my great-great-grandparents, you know, I have things that they have talked about bartering, you know, butter for the pumpkins or, you know, whatever it may be. I wish that we could go back and barter our you know, goods, you know, whether it may be, you know, a reading or, you know, mowing the lawn for something in exchange. That is the same thing of that whole random act of kindness. It comes back to you. And I know Roxy's a big fan of this as well.
Oh, my God, yeah. And I can't tell you, especially when it comes to the business world or a lot of what I do, bartering, oh, my God, it is the coolest thing ever. Never feel that you are out of money or you don't have anything to offer. You would be surprised. And honestly, I don't know if it's like a New England thing, but I can't tell you how many people I know that are totally into bartering, into sharing space, into, you know, cooking meals and swapping meals and all that really cool stuff. So, when, you know, we were talking about clearing out your space and maybe there were some things that you could donate. What can you barter that you have? Maybe there's something that you bought that you can't use, and maybe you can trade with somebody in your community or circle of friends. Barter is a great way of doing things, and really that's what they used to do 200 years ago, 300 years ago. You know, we didn't go to, you know, grocery stores back then. We went to the farmers and, you know, we got our food from them with trade. What could we do for them? So I am a huge proponent of bartering and swapping and sharing and all of that. It's great for you. It's great for your community. And, you know, it certainly keeps you from throwing things away. And it's just the coolest thing ever. I can't say enough about that. And I'm very lucky to have had all sorts of people that I've bartered with over the years for, you know, services or product or what have you. And it makes you feel really good about yourself, and it makes you feel that you have a lot to offer. So I think that's really important. Also, Carrie's talking about taking rides. That's another thing I could talk about for hours as well. My husband and I have no destination half of the time, you know, when we're both have the same day off, and we're like, so what do you want to do? Let's just go fill the tank in the car and hop in the car and just go. It doesn't take an awful lot of money. Sometimes we've gone out and, well, what do we got left in the tank? So we'll, you know, we'll go along the beach and take some different roads that we haven't taken before. And I'll tell you, we've rolled up on some really cool things. And we've partnered up with Carrie and her husband sometimes. We'll go and just do a mystery ride. We'll pick a destination to go to and then find a different way to come back. And there's always a lot to talk about. You see different stuff. It's so cool. And again, that's changing your routine, getting out of your regular space of things. And oh my God, that's great. I mean, who doesn't want to, you know, mix up their normal ride? And it was last year, actually, around this time, we all piled in the car and we all went up north. We went up a little bit further up into Maine, and Gary and I, we all found some great antique shops as well as some really cool buildings. Remember we just did that? It was like a year ago around this time.
Yeah.
And we went up and we did lunch. Wasn't that fun?
It was extremely fun. It was just so relaxing. And, you know, we had really good laughs. And it was just kind of, you know, the things that we were laughing about was just, you know, just little jokes. And it was nothing, like, serious. And we all just had a great time. And the things that we were finding, you know, we found this amazing rundown antique shop that was all closed up. But this is a picture photo, you know, the photos that we got and things that we got to look at. And we, you know, we're all in the same thing. So we all got to just kind of, I think we probably spent at least a good 45 minutes to an hour at this place just walking around and looking. And it was just so much fun. You just get out and explore. And the things that you find is just, oh my gosh, it's amazing.
Yeah, and it's funny, it was starting to get late in the day. I think it was probably getting close to like 5 o'clock in the evening, and we're like, all right, let's just take one more ride. So we ended up on the way back, we took this road that seemed to go out to one of the peninsulas in Maine. Again, we were up northern Maine a little bit, and we're driving, we're looking at all the houses, and all of a sudden we were like, it looked like it was a main road, and all of a sudden the road just ended. We're like, okay, let's turn around. And it was, you know what, who cared? You know, we saw some different stuff. I remember there was actually a really cool old farmhouse at the end of that road that didn't look like anybody was living in, but this great, great historic piece of property there. And that's where this major road ended. And we're like, yeah, whatever. Okay, let's turn around and take the ride back. I mean, we didn't have any expectations whatsoever. I remember we saw there were people along the river that were smelt fishing. Remember all the little fishing shacks we saw? Wasn't that cool?
Yeah. Yeah, that was really... And that's the thing that, you know, we're trying to explain to people is you never know what you're going to find when you just have no expectations. You just jump in the car and go. In one day, we came across so many things that were just like, you know, all of us were like, oh, my gosh, look at that. And I remember at one point in time, Rashi's husband was, you know, he spotted a huge hawk that was in one of the swamp areas. And it was just because we're all just like, taking in the car ride and we're taking in the scenery and we just let go and nobody was on their phone. I think the most time that we spent on our phone was because we were taking pictures. So we were just really disconnected and, you know, just enjoying each other's company. And yeah, it was just, it's definitely time for another ride.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's, I mean, so there's a really good example of mixing up the energy. I mean, you can see we still have a lot to talk about. And it was just, you know, it was just an afternoon. I think we were out, you know, maybe for 7 or 8 hours and covered a lot of ground. I think I picked up a few little things at the antique shop. We had tons of pictures and lots of fun things to experience. So there's something right there. If you, you know, you feel that you've been indoors, you know, pile in the car as long as the weather is decent and go and take yourself a ride. I mean, I have been doing that since I was a little kid. One of the things I remember that's actually a fond memory of my childhood was in the summer, probably, you know, like 8, 9 years old, my mother would do these, she'd call them midnight rides, and it would be, you know, the heat of summer, and we'd just pile into the station wagon, she'd turn the air conditioner on, and from like, you know, midnight to 2, we'd just take a ride around the city that we lived in. And it was really nice. It was quiet. We'd stop when we looked at the stars. And it was just an opportunity to cool down. You know, it was so hot and, you know, change up our energy. And by the time we were done, we got home. We were good and tired. We weren't, you know, sweating because it was so warm out. And we, you know, spent some energy. So we were all set to relax. And it was really cool. And my husband and I are very, very guilty of that. You know, we go, it doesn't matter, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, let's go take a ride, you know, even just for an hour. It feels really, really good. And it gives us an opportunity to hold conversations, which was really cool. You know, Carrie, like she was saying, when we took the ride, we're sitting chatting about all kinds of stuff. So
something really easy that you can do. It gives you an opportunity to see different scenery and connect with the other people that are in the car, or maybe there's a, you know, a book on, I was going to say tape, but book on CD that you've been meaning to listen to. I'm dating myself again. That you can pop in and listen to. Maybe you want to listen to some of the archive shows that we've done. So you're, you know, you're kind of doing two things at once. You're driving and you're listening to something. So never underestimate the power of a good ride in the car. I am a huge proponent of that. So that's a great suggestion as well.
Yeah, I know.
So
we also,
No, go ahead.
We also do, you know, the late night rides. It's funny that you mentioned that, because we do, we're guilty of that. I can recall, you know, we've jumped in the car and gone up to the ocean at midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. For us, you know, that's nothing for us. Other people are like, oh my gosh, you drove an hour at midnight. It's just, it's what we do. And, you know, even at this time of year when there's full moon, we love to go out. Of course, you know, we live in the backwoods anyways. So, you know, everything's a back road around us. So we will just go out when there's a full moon and take a ride. And I did this a few weeks ago with my sister. And it's just the thing that we came across. There was our old farmhouse, and we were stopping to look at the farmhouse, not realizing just beside us were 10 deer, and they all just started leaping over this fence. It was just so amazing to see. And then the next farmhouse up the road had a deer that only had one antler. So it was just so magical and so amazing. You know, my sister and I were bonding, you know, we were just talking about things, kind of venting to each other about things, letting things go. And meanwhile, we were getting surrounded by, you know, nature and, you know, the animals, and it was just so amazing. I strongly suggest it. I for me, that's one of the biggest things to do is taking a ride.
Simple and easy stuff to mix up your 2016. Don't necessarily have a destination in mind. Just be willing to see where the road takes you. Be really, really surprised. So, let's see, we are getting down, as time always goes, to around the last 15 minutes or so. So I just wanted to go over, a couple other things that I often see come up when I'm doing readings for people as they're getting ready to plan for the new year. One of the things I wanted to just mention is if there is anything that you need to do to fill your own cup up. A lot of times we talk about the chalice and being in a place to receive and making sure that you're feeling fully nourished. So here's a couple of things you can do just to make sure that you're at your best to go and do this stuff. Medically, do you need to follow up with some appointments? Is there, you know, something that you've been putting off that you can get out of the way? Maybe it's an eye exam. Maybe it's going to the dentist, maybe you need to pop in and see the chiropractor. This would be a great time for you to think about changing up your hairstyle. Carrie talked about, you know, having folks that love to do nails and love to do hair. Those would be the type of people that you really want to connect with and say, hey, you know, I really need a change. And maybe you want to go with a fresh cut or a fresh color or, you know, a manicure and pedicure. I love in the summertime getting a pedicure. Oh, my God. Makes you feel so good. Makes you really joy running around without shoes on. You know, think about something that you can do to pamper yourself a little bit. I know sometimes this time of year the spas have discounts on services, so maybe you can do a little something for yourself to, you know, help you feel better about you and your body and your health. So, you know, make sure that you're keeping up with that, because you don't want to feel that you don't have the energy to do anything. You also don't want to be self-conscious about yourself either. Oh, I hate my hair. But, you know, go in and find the right hairstylist and mix it up and do something about it so you feel really good about things, you know, as you move into New Year. New Year, new you. So I'm going to toss it back over to you, Miss Carrie, see if there's anything else you want to add before we get into the home stretch of the show.
I think the last couple of things is clearing out the things that don't serve you. And I know for some people that probably sounds kind of naive, but it's really not. This goes for, you know, people as well. If you're finding that you have people around you that don't serve you and are really negative, clean them out, kind of cut your ties, move on from those relationships, because really what they're going to be doing is just weighing you down, and you're trying to do everything to reverse that so you're not being weighed down. So cut those ties from people that, you know, aren't going to help you be a better person. Because I know, you know, I've had people around me like that, that, you know, they would rather see people fail than to succeed. And, you know, why do you want someone around you like that? I always like people succeeding and, you know, doing their best and having such a great outcome. So weeding that out, you know, it could be maybe you have something in your house that just isn't serving you, you know. It could be anything. It could be a piece of furniture that you're just like, oh, that, you know, that couch really bothers me there. Or rearrange your living room. I know for me, rearranging things and redoing furniture, you know, all these little things, it always makes me feel so much better. Like, the house feels good. The energy in the house feels good. You know, I declutter. It just feels really nice. You know, like, last week, my husband and I had pictures done up back from our vow renewal in October, and, you know, the pictures have just been sitting there because, you know, being down from surgery and stuff like that, we didn't get a chance to put anything up. So we put those up, and just the whole atmosphere in the living room just completely changed. So it feels really good just to move around things that, you know, that we had a picture up there before, and I was just like, I'm really not happy with that. So take away that. That could be something that you just, it's not serving you any need. So take away and put something up there that makes you happy. You know, and like I said, rearranging a room. If you, you know, rearrange your bedroom. If you're not sleeping well, try a different position in your room of putting your bed. Your office, if you have like a home office or your dining room, whatever it may be, try, you know, moving something. You know, it's really simple just to move little things. You know, maybe it's, you know, a food that you're eating that isn't serving you well, that you're just like, you really like it. It's kind of a guilty food, but, you know, you shouldn't be eating it. Try cutting back on it and try, you know, doing, you know, a different food or a popsicle or something to, you know, replace that. And, you know, the same with smoking. You know, I have a couple people around me that are trying to quit smoking right now. Obviously, it's not a good thing, and it's not, you know, bettering them, and, you know, it's doing no purpose for them. So they're in that process right now of trying to figure out what they can do to replace that and to make it better. So, you know, maybe it's something like that, or it could be anything that you find that just does not serve you purpose. Try letting go and cutting those ties. And the other thing, you know, while you're doing that, just really focus on what matters. Your happiness matters. Your health matters. Your state of mind matters. Everything about you matters. The positive people that you have around matters. Making your community, you know, stronger and better for you, that matters. So really focus on things that you feel that matters to you. You know, if it's your home, your spouse, your children, all those things that matter to you, make sure you're doing what's good for you. And focusing, keep that as your focus. And, you know, if you declutter one thing, being like, okay, if I do this, then this is going to come forward, and that's what matters more. So really keep that in mind and, you know, declutter. And declutter, like I said, it's of the mind, of the body, of the home, whatever it may be. Declutter can be done anywhere, and it's just not, you know, someone's like, oh, I have a closet, it needs to be decluttered. It can also be, you know, my head is so filled with everything that's going on, it needs to be decluttered. Declutter that as well. So keep those in mind. Those are really good exercises to do, is one day at a time, you know, toss away something that's not serving you.
And I would say along those lines, maybe you want to just come up with a list of things that you just, you can say no to and be okay with it. You know, maybe it's just getting up and rushing around trying to get things done. You know what, I'm not going to rush anymore. I'm going to plan ahead or give myself a little bit more time to get things done. And maybe I'm not going to jump out of bed as soon as the alarm rings in the morning, and I'm going to give myself a few extra minutes just to breathe into my day and, you know, be thankful and show a little bit of gratitude. Maybe it means that, you know what, I'm going to go out and get that pet that I've wanted. You know, maybe I've been living without pets or living without a companion. So maybe I'm going to do something to change that. Maybe I've been thinking about getting another pet. It's funny, I've been talking to an awful lot of people over the last week that are actually going out and living the dream of getting a pet, that they've been thinking about it and now they're going out to do it. So maybe it's something that you've been thinking about. Maybe it's an instance where, you know, you're not going to give up your needs anymore just to try and keep the peace with somebody rather than just, you know, brushing them out of your life. You know, coming to that realization that, you know, I'm sacrificing myself to make somebody else happy, and I'd rather just not have to deal with them anymore. So, you know, kind of saying no to that situation, you know, saying no to arguing over something, being okay with walking away from the situation. You know, there's all sorts of different things that you can come to the realization that, you know what, this isn't serving me very much, you know, like Carrie was just saying. And we always have to do some house cleaning, you know, house cleaning, you know, not just of the house that we live in, our physical house, but the house in our lives. You know, things that you just don't want anymore. I know a lot of people make a compromise when they go to work and they're sick because they're afraid to take the time off so they get better. You know what, it's okay to take the day off if you're not feeling well. You know, you're not going to be able to do well at work. You're going to feel really miserable there. You might make other people miserable who in turn will make you miserable. So go ahead and take the day off. You know, if you're sick, you're sick. It's just the way it is. I think I talked about earlier, you know, I'm trying to get better about the technology and leaving it in my car, you know, trying not to take phone calls when, you know, when I'm out for dinner or out having a meeting with someone, you know, just I have to say no to that and, you know, be okay with that for a couple of hours. All that information will be there. One of the other things that I find myself, you know, trying to change is finish reading some of the books that I've bought. I've got an awful lot of books and something spurred me to buy them. So, you know, I'm going to make the commitment to make the time to finish up some of those books. I know one of the things that I really try to do in the house to keep down on the clutter is as soon as we take the mail in, you know, I drop all the junk mail in the trash immediately, stuff that I don't need, so it doesn't pile up in the house. You know, really just simple steps like that that don't take a lot of time and really can, you know, help clear that clutter and keep your mind, you know, on what you'd like to be on manifesting what you want to, you know, what you want to see for yourself for 2016. It's really, really easy if you just, you know, find those little ways. And, you know, hopefully you've been able to identify with some of the ideas that, you know, that we've shared with you. Maybe it's listening to our show more. Maybe it's saying, you know what, every Tuesday night, you know, from 7 o'clock to 8:30, that's my time. You can sit with us in the background and do your calendar or do your coloring or read your book or, you know, plan that vacation. But, you know, carve out that time with yourself and make your time more important, because your time is valuable. You know, spend your time with people that make you feel really good, people that talk to you, people that don't talk at you, people that don't dump their crap on you, because we all know those people, right? People that just come in our lives and just dump all over us. You know, maybe you don't need to take their phone call. But, you know, drawing the line in the sand, saying, you know what, I'm making this change. I mean, come on, how many people do we bump into and it's like, oh, God, I'm going to have no energy by the time I'm done talking to them. Like, you can already just feel it ebbing out of you. There it goes. There goes my motivation. There goes my energy, because here comes Debbie Downer. So allow yourself not to have those Debbie Downers in your life or deal with them as little as possible. You're not being selfish You're not being ignorant. It's, you know, it's a little bit of that self-care that you have to do for yourself. And it's totally okay. So please don't feel guilty about that. I think you could probably talk for hours on that one, couldn't you?
Yeah. I always call them vampires because they just suck the energy out of you. But definitely, oh my gosh, dear Clea, I can't even stress enough on, you know, when I said, you know, getting rid of things that don't serve you, they are part of what don't serve you. And unfortunately, you know, there's just sometimes we can't avoid the situation and we're going to run into them, you know, at a supermarket or something, but try to keep it as short and sweet as possible. And I know, you know, it could be those 2 minutes and you're just like, oh my gosh, I'm done for. And unfortunately, I mean, I wish you could like have an invisible button. And when you see, you know, people like that, you can just hit your button and everything is okay. But, you know, we can't. But try to keep it, you know, very low key and very short, very sweet, and, you know, move on from the situation. But, yeah, it's just, I don't know. Some people just, you know, I said earlier, some people really like to bring people down with them. You know, if they're not feeling good, everybody around them shouldn't be feeling good. They don't like people to, you know, succeed higher than them. They don't want people happy if they're not happy. You know, if you're in a relationship, they're going to try to do everything in their power to try to get your relationship on the rocks so that it ends. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there that are like that, and we need to try to not let them bring us down and become, you know, on the same level as them. So we need to stay higher than them and cut those ties and don't, you know, keep encouraging them. So if you just let it go and take a breather and, you know, even if they come up to you and they're like, well, you don't talk to me anymore or we don't talk as much, be honest, you know, just be like, you know, I have to work on myself, and with the situations that you're going through, it's not helping me go through my situations, and I just feel I need some time. You know, and they're probably not going to take very well to it, but they have to deal with that. Don't feel that you have to deal with it. They have to deal with that. So really concentrate on that. But the other thing, when you're going through trying to develop reconnection with yourself, when you're doing your journal, write a pro and con list. Things that you're happy with right now, things you're not happy with right now, and see where the level is. And work on the things that you want to work on that you're not happy with. And maybe there's things that you're not happy with that you're like, they don't serve me. I don't need them. So you scratch them off your list. Don't worry about it. Don't look back. It's done and over with. You know, keep it in your journal. Don't throw the list away. And when January 2017 rolls around, look back on that list and make a new one and see where you are at that point in time. You know, see what you overcame and what you made better and what you, you know, took out of your life. You're probably going to be really shocked on what your list has become, and you're probably going to have more pros and cons at that point in time. So definitely do that. Look back on it in a year. Don't look back on it throughout the year. Just leave it alone. And I think you're going to see a really big change.
Great suggestions. Those are really good ones. And start with baby steps. Don't feel overwhelmed with any of the suggestions that we gave you on this particular show. You know, sometimes it may feel overwhelming to make all these changes. Just pick a couple to start with if you're starting to feel overwhelmed. So we're down to just about 2 minutes left in the show. And, of course, I'd like to thank everybody for listening. And don't forget, we have our amazing archives with all sorts of fabulous. You can find the show on Facebook, so Healing Spirit and Beyond. Feel free to get in touch with us there. Carrie can be found at awakennhspirits.com. You can find me at newenglandcuriosities.com. You can also find me at Dedwick's Ethereal Emporium in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, located at 19 Sheaf Street, one of the coolest shops this outside of the veil. A little combination of Diagon Alley and, I would guess, Nocturne Alley, one of the coolest shops ever. This coming Tuesday, a week from tonight, we will not be having a show because I am teaching a I'm actually having an open circle for Imbolc or St. Bridget's Day, but we will be back after that. And in future shows, we've got so much more to talk about. Of course, we're getting ready for the Magical Marketplace, which will be coming up in New Hampshire. If you haven't gone, I highly, highly recommend it. Saturday, April 2nd, 2016, in Nashua, New Hampshire. Look up Magical Market, themagicalmarketplace.com. And with that being said, anything you want to sign off with, Carrie, before we go?
I just be kind to yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. Like I said, you're the biggest critic to yourself. So kind of step back and give yourself some credit and be kind. Spread the kindness. Hopefully we can get that chain reaction going.
And with that, thank you so much for listening, and we look forward to talking to you in 2 weeks. So many blessings to you, and good luck on having an amazing year for 2016. We know you can do it. So thanks, everybody. Good night.
Thank you.